Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
Let's get to the real Monday night matchup. Lions laying 3.5 at home, wearing their black uniforms.
They're hideous.
I love them.
I'm glad you do. Those helmets are terrible.
And they welcome in the undefeated 3-0 Seattle Seahawks, a team that's had their number.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I have a cap, but I want to hear what you think.
For one, it's very hard for me to separate PTSD from what the Seahawks, they have the Lions number. Dan Campbell even has said, like, a couple of the games, I mean, our game plan went out the window in 10 minutes. I'm also terrified the Lions announcing Frank Ragnow will not play this week. It's not just a center or a good one. It's the best one in the league. It's the guy who calls out all your protections. You're taking Graham Glasgow, who's been bad at left guard. Now he's going to be your center. I get worried. And the Lions offense, I'm not panicked. It's just taking some time to gel. On the flip side, do I really want to take Seattle in one of the hardest places to play in the league with a bad O-line against that crowd? Aiden Hutchinson, backup tackle tour continues. He'll have 40 sacks. Jim, I honestly wanted to stay away from this. And here's the other thing. This is a split ticket. There's no discernible advantage, tickets and money. It's really two-way action, 50-50 across the board. Lean Seattle. You just take the points in a primetime game against a team who has major advantages at the skill spots versus the Lions secondary. But that offensive line, I'm mortified by. I'm going to stay away. You got a gap, play it.
Seattle has the second most pressures in the NFL. They've done a good job affecting the quarterback.
Mm.
Jared Goff, when pressured, historically, no bueno. Ragnow's the cap. The last time Frank Ragnow missed a game for the Detroit Lions, they scored 13 points. Goff was sacked 4 times. He threw 2 picks, didn't throw for 200 yards, had a passer rating of 54.6. That's where it starts and ends with me. You're right about Seattle. They've got some playmakers. I think Jackson Smith and Jigba operating out of the slot could have a good day against the Lions. It might not be a pretty game. I think it could be lower scoring, which a lot of these Lions games have been. I'll pocket 3.5. I think Goff could get affected. He could throw a turnover, pick 6, which he's done against Seattle before.
Yeah, it'd be Seattle or pass for me, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm going to go against my Lions. As cool as those uniforms are, I love them.
All right.
I'm going to take Seattle with the 3.5.